Misha Nichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. Thank you for joining us today for the Yoyu Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. Daily Call began nearly 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 12th day of the month of Adar Aleph. Happy birthday to our daughter Adira, who is 5 today. Please daven for a young 6-year-old girl here in Boca who's still very much in desperate need of our collective tefillos. Please continue to have Yael Shoshana Chaya Bas Chana Friedel in your tefillos. Again, her name is Yael Shoshana Chaya Bas Chana Friedel. Additionally, Rachel Bas Chanina, the grandmother of a colleague here at the OU, and she too have an easy and quick refuah shalema. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather here on this call under the most difficult of circumstances. For the Jewish people, there is nothing that gives expression to our broken hearts and our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, as much as the timeless words of Tehillim. So we continue to gather for a few moments to hear some words of Divrei Chizuk, some words of inspiration, and to recite Tehillim together for our brothers and sisters in Israel and for all in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call, introduce Rabbi Yosef Alt of the Golf Manor Synagogue in Cincinnati, Ohio. I had the tremendous privilege and honor to spend time with Rabbi Alt last week at a rabbinic gathering in Atlanta. Rabbi Alt will share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by him fully reciting the following 5 chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. We followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for those who are held captive, the Shlim, and Rabbi Alt will conclude with the Mishaberach Lecholim for those who are ill and suffering, and will pause, giving each of us an opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the Daily Call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. One last note, I'd like to wish a special anniversary to Shira and Daniel Langerman of Boston, who celebrated their English anniversary yesterday and generously were supposed to sponsor yesterday's program. We had a little mix up, and it is in today's email, and I appreciate their understanding for that mix-up, and may they be blessed with many, many more happy and healthy years together. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Alt.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. I want to begin with expressing my appreciation for the OU as a whole. As a congregational rabbi, I get to see more of the work that they do supporting Am Yisrael, supporting the Jewish people, than many people are aware of. And under the leadership of Rabbi Moshe Hauer, the OU is doing tremendous work. And a special thank you to Rabbi Naftali Herman for his piece in the large puzzle, which is the OU. And I also would like to wish a happy birthday to Adira on this 12th day of Adar. Rabbi Herman almost prophetically gave the perfect introduction what I wanted to discuss today by opening with the words Mishinichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. And as we are now well into Adar Aleph and approaching Purim Katan, what would be Purim, but will hold off until the second Adar, this coming Thursday night and Friday. And I feel like this has been very much on my mind, the idea of Simcha. And I think it's a real challenge in our times. We're approaching Adar, we're approaching Purim, knowing that there's an idea of Mishinichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha, desperately needing a break, a chance to just take a deep breath and rejoice and be joyful. But at the same time, we feel guilty doing so. We don't know if it's right with everything that's happening with Achenu B'nai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, with all the our fellow brothers and sisters in Israel, soldiers, civilians, everyone who is really suffering in significant ways, we approach it with somewhat of a question mark. And an idea occurred to me that I find very inspiring that I want to share with you. I shared this with my kehillah, with my congregation here in Cincinnati. Perhaps a deeper perspective on this concept of Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha, that when we enter the month of Adar, we are supposed to increase in our joy. First and foremost, where does this come from? What is the source for this idea? And interestingly enough, it's not where you would expect to find it. It's not in anything, it's not in Maseches Megillah, it's not in the tractate of Megillah dedicated to Purim and the holiday of Adar. It's actually in Maseches Tanis. In tractate Tanis, all the way at the end, in Chavtes Amar Aleph, 29a at the bottom, and it's playing off of the month of Av, where we have a concept of Mishenichnas Av, Lematin B'Simcha. When we enter the month of Av, the month that contains Tisha B'Av, we reduce our joy. And all there, the Gemara comments, Amar Rav Yehuda Brei Derev Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishnei Derav, Kishen Mishenichnas Av, Lematin B'Simcha, Kach Mishenichnas Adar, Marbin B'Simcha. Just as when we enter the month of Av, we reduce our Simcha, so too when we enter the month of Adar, we increase our Simcha. Now Rashi here in Maseches Tainis comments on why this should be. Why is it that when we enter the month of Adar, we're supposed to increase in our joy? And Rashi comments, Yimei Nisim Hayu Yisrael. These are days of miracles for the Jewish people, Purim u'Pesach. Purim and Pesach. Purim, of course, we understand, is right in the middle of the month of Adar. And that was a time of miraculous salvation from the hands of Haman, who wanted to destroy the entire Jewish people. And then just shortly after Adar, we have the holiday of Pesach, of Passover, where we celebrate a miraculous salvation from the Egyptians, which led to the creation of the Jewish nation and our march towards the land of Israel. Two points that I want to share. One is the simple read of Rashi, I think, is that as a somewhat of a memorial to those great miracles, we should be joyful at this time of year. We should express our celebration of those miracles of the past. But I think that perhaps there's another concept here, that these are Yemei Nisim Hayu Yisrael. These days of the year are intrinsically imbued with the power of miracle. And not just any miracle, miracles of Geula, of redemption, miracles of salvation, of Purim and of Pesach. And how do we tap into that? We tap into it through the Avoda of Simcha, by not just performing the mitzvos, but celebrating the mitzvos, performing them with joy and with pride. And I think that as much as we may feel somewhat guilty, I think that that's really a mistake. I think on the contrary, I think we, with what's happening in Israel, we specifically need to focus on our simcha in our Torah and in our mitzvos. When were we attacked? Everyone knows, October 7th. But for anyone that was here in the U.S., it was a different Simchas Torah. It was Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, we felt this question that no one knew what was happening, but in a sense, we could argue that our simcha was under attack. Our simcha was being attacked. And to take this a step further, we're not just dealing with any enemy here. We're dealing with terrorists. What is the definition, the essence of a terrorist? Is terror. They're not interested merely in conquering a foreign nation, expanding territory, or economic growth. They want to terrorize. What does that mean? They want to strip us of our simcha. They want us to run and to hide and to cower and to pretend that we are not who we are, to be scared to be who we are, to be the Jewish people. And as we approach this month of Adar, this is the first time that we're coming back to a time of the year, which is specifically a time of Simcha. We were attacked at a time of Simcha, and we are now returning for the first time to a time of year, which is a time of Simcha. And I think that it's upon all of us to fight terror with Simcha, to embrace our Yiddishkeit on a new level, on a deeper level. And when we are able to do that with depth and with purity, it brings out such awesome joy. And to be able to celebrate who we are in the face of everything that's happening. And that should ultimately be a schus for us, a merit for us, for our families, and for Am Yisrael, for all the soldiers, for everyone that's living in Israel with such uncertainty, in the face of anti-Semitism worldwide. It should be a schus for all of us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us, Hashem should protect us, and that we should tap into the power of these months. Yemei Nisim, days of miracles. We've all been seeing miracles ever since the war began. And we want to see more miracles. We want to see the ultimate miracles. We want to see miracles of a complete removal of any threat. We want to see miracles of the return of every last hostage in good health. Hashem should bless us, should invigorate us, should give us the power to tap into the Simcha of Adar, and in return, through doing our job, embracing our Judaism, embracing our Torah and our mitzvos with simcha, with joy, we should see miracles and we should see salvation, and we should be zocha ultimately to the final geula, the complete redemption, where we'll all return to Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach b'mehirah v'yameinu, Amen. I would now like to continue the call with the recital of Tehillim. And as we recite these Tehillim, I think it's important for us to recognize that we who throughout the world are pausing in our day to recite Tehillim, to pray, to daven, to Hashem, we are the Jewish people's secret weapon. The soldiers depend on us. The people living in Israel depend on us. All those who are fearful of what anti-Semitism in their location, in their cities might mean, they're depending on us. And we should continue to daven with all of our heart, with all of our soul. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu should hear our tefillos and bless us all in that way. We'll begin with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. L'mnaseach mizmor David. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yoyim tzara. Yisagevcha shem Elohi Yaakov. Yishlach ezrocha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol milchisecha vo'eloscha yidashin asela. Yitein l'cha chil v'avecha v'chol atzosecha yimalei. Niranina b'yishurasecha u'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol misha'aloisecha. Ato yudati ki hushia Adonai mishicho. Ya'anehu mishmei kodcho. Bigvuros yesha yimino. Eile v'rechev v'eile v'asusim. V'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Hema kara'u v'nafalu. V'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai hushia ha'melech ya'anehu v'yoyim kareinu. Continue with Perk Chav Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai roi lo echsar, binois desha ya'arbiteni, v'almei menuchois yinahaleni, nafshi yeshevev yalcheni b'magli tzedek v'ma'an shemo, gam ki eilech b'geit salmoves, lo irara, ki ata imadi, shivtecha u'mishantecha hema yinahamuni, ta'aroich lefonai shulchan neged tzoyiroi, Vishanta Vashem Roshi, Kaisi Rivaya. Ach Toiv Vachesed, Yudifuni, Kol Yimei Chayoi. Vishavti Bves Adonai, Loirech Yomim. We now jump ahead to chapter Kufchaf Aleph, 121. Shir Lama'alos. Esa Einai El Hehavim, Me'ayin Yavoi Ezri. Ezri Mi Im Adonai. Oisei, Shemaim v'Ardetz, Al Yitena Motaglecha, Al Yanun Shomerecha. Hine Lo Yanun Velo Yishon Shomer Yisrael. Adinoi Shomerecha. Adinoi Tzilcha Al Yad Yiminecha. Yeimam Hashemesh Lo Yakeka V'yareach Balayla. Adinoi Yishmor Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Nafshecha. Adinoi Yishmor Tzeitcha Uvayecha Me'ata Ve'ad Olam. Perk Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shema Alois, Mima Amakim Kerasicha Adinoi, Adinoi Shema V'Koili, Tiena Oznecha Kashivos V'Kol Tachanunoi, Im Avinois Tishmaya, Adinoi Mi Amod, Ki Imacha Hasricha, L'Ma'an Tivare, Ki Visi Adinoi Kisanashi, V'Lidvaro Hochalti, Nafshi L'Adinoi Nishemirim Laboker, Shomerim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adinoi, Kim Adinoi Chesed, V'Harbi Imoi Fedus, V'Hu Yifeh Es Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. We conclude our recital of Tehillim with Perek Kuf Mem Beis, Chapter 142. Maskil David, B'Hirso B'Ma'ara Sefila, Koli El Adinoi Ezok, Koli El Adinoi Eschanan, Eshpoich Lefanav Sichi, Tzarasi Lefanav Agid, V'Hisa'atez Alay Ruchi, V'Ata Yodata Nesivasi, Bo'irach Zu Ahalich Tamnu Fachli, Habet Yamin Ur'ei, V'Eni Makir, Avad Manus Mimeni, Ein Doresh V'Nafshi, Zu'ati Eilecha Adinoi, Omarti Atom Achsi, Chelki Be'eret HaChayim, Hashiva Ol Rinasi, Ki Daloisi Me'oid, Hatzileni Mirudfai, Ki amsu mimeni, hutziya mimasker nafshi, hoidois es shmecha, bi yachtu tzadikim, ki sigmol alai. We continue now with the prayer of Achenu. Achenu ko beis Yisrael, hanesunim betzaru uvishivya, ha'oimdin bein bayam uvein bayabasha, hamakom yirakem aleihem, v'yotzi'em mitzara derevacha, umeafela la'ora, umeshiba de geula. Hashta ba'agala uvizman kariv v'leimar amen. We continue with the Mishabeach for the Chayalim. Mishabeach avusenu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov hu yivareich es chayalei tzva ha'agana l'yisov ha'omdim al mishma artenu v'arei Eloheinu v'gvul ha'alvanon v'ad b'dvar Mitzrayim u'min hayom ha'gadol ad v'rvo ha'arava v'yabasha v'avir v'yom. Yitain Adinoi Seveinu Hakonim Alenu Nigafim Lifehem, Hakolish Baruchu, Yishmor, Vyatzil, as Hailenim Mikotzara Vitsuka, Mikonega Umachala, Vyishlach Bracha, Vyatzlacha Bechol Maase Yideim, Yadber Sonenu Tachtehem, Vyatrain the Chesu Yeshua Uvatres Nitzachon, Vykembehem Akasuf, Ki Adinoi Elehem, Hawileth Imachem Lilachim Lachem, Im Oivehem, Roshi Eschem, Venemar Amen. We recite now a special Mishabeirach on behalf of all the hostages that are still being held captive. Mishabeirach Avusenu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, V'Aaron, David, U'Shlomo, Hu Yivareich, V'Yishmor, V'Yinsor, Es Achenu, Beis Yisrael HaShavuyim, Ba'avu She'anu Mispalim Ba'avuram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yamali Rachamim Aleihem, Yishmereim, Mikol Tzar V'Tzuka, Mikol Nega U'Machala, V'Yishlach Brocha V'Yatzlach, Avol Ma'asi Yideim, יציאים מחישך וצלמובס, וישיבים מהירה, וחיק משפחיסיהם, ונאמר אמן. We conclude the call with the שמח for the Cholim. We will pause so that everyone on the call can recite the personal names that they are praying for, that they are davening for. משבירך אבוסינו, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, משה וארון, דבר ושלמה, הוא יברך, וירפא את החולים. Bavur Shanachnu Mispalim Bavuram. Bescha Zeha Kodesh Baruchu Yimavi Rachanim Alehem. Nachnimam Ulraposam ולחזיקם ולחגיסם. ישלח להם מהי רפואה שלמה משמיים, וכל ריביהם ולכל גידיהם בסוך שער חול ישראל, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף. השתו בעגלו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Alt. I look forward to having you back, please God, in the years of Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together, and wishing a very happy anniversary to Sheila and Daniel Langerman on their anniversary. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.